670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Mac Jones could play this weekend, Keith.
Great. So he's one of those guys that it's great to be a first-round pick. I'm sure it's very thrilling to be a first-round pick. I don't know how many honors in football are better than that at that time in your life. But then that's always the thing that follows you around the league. And so if he was just like a third-round pick and was on his third team right now, and you're like, hey, you could do a lot worse, right? Your starter's down. You have to put in your backup. You could do a lot worse. But there still is a little bit of the, oh, well, you know, he was the starting quarterback as a rookie, made the playoffs as a rookie. There was all those rumors before the draft that Kyle Shanahan wanted him at 3 overall. Like, so there's way more put on him expectations-wise than there are most backup quarterbacks in the league. But if you're San Francisco, let's get it out of here for a second. If you're San Francisco, Brock Purdy goes down, would you rather start Mac Jones or Josh Dobbs?
I don't know. You got to start one of them. I would say Dobbs, I think, but I don't like either one.
Wow, we saw Dobbs in the preseason, like, kind of stink. A lot of backup quarterbacks stink.
Every part of me just doesn't want to say Mac because I just hate the whole Mac experience.
So do I. But that was when they were, like, trying to tell you he's the starter and he's the guy. Like, he's not the guy. He wasn't the guy. But even in San Francisco, he's not the guy. He's just the replacement.
And if we're being fair, he did make a Pro Bowl. He didn't deservingly make a Pro Bowl. But
so did Mitch Trubisky and Drake May.
But Josh Dobbs hasn't, is my point. So out of those two.
He might have.
Did he? No.
I mean, if Tyler Huntley made one.
Huntley made one. I leave the Pro Bowl out of it.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Like, I mean, if we're really being fair, I don't want to give Mac any credit. Out of those two, it probably actually is Mac, now that I think about it. I just hate the whole Mac Jones experience. But
there's not 32 good quarterbacks in the league, so there certainly aren't 64 of them.
No.
And so somebody has to be a backup. That is his lot in life. That is what he is going to be. And he might be good enough to stay in the league as that. Like the Flying McCown brothers were starting all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
And so, like, if one of them has to go in, now you don't want him for more than a couple of games.
No.
You hope it's a short injury, but he goes in there, and with Kyle Shanahan in his ear, maybe they can steal a win here or there,
look,
or something. They're playing the Saints this weekend, so he's probably going to be okay.
I don't know. And, like, Purdy might play. I think Purdy's pretty tough. I think it's his non-throwing shoulder. Maybe Purdy will play through it. I have no idea. Just the fact that that was out there last night, that he might not play this weekend, and it could be Mac Jones, is interesting to me. Are there still Mac people?
No, they're all gone. Well, Greg was. Greg famously was on Mac Island.
Oh, yeah, Mac Island was a lonely, lonely place. I don't even think Greg's there anymore.
No.
I used to argue with a lot of people about Mac Jones. I do feel like I've been vindicated, but if there are Mac people out there, this is your weekend. If he plays, this is exactly what the Mac people used to say all the time. Well, if you gave him a good play caller, Shanahan's a good play caller, right?
Yeah, he's a good play caller.
If you gave him weapons, now, I don't really know what the Niners' weapons are. Kittle's not going to play.
You just give it to McCaffrey.
Jennings not going to play.
Jennings is not going to play?
Well, he couldn't lift his arm last week.
Pearsall looked good. McCaffrey looked good. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is exactly what people were asking for years with Mac Jones. Get him in Shanahan's offense and see what he looks like. Shanahan supposedly liked him in that draft.
Yeah, but it's too late.
You think it's too late?
I think we've seen enough of it.
So you don't think there are any more Mac people?
I have
a feeling if he wins this weekend and looks okay and the Pats are 0-2, we're going to hear from some Mac people.
So what's going to happen is I don't think they're Mac people as much as I think Drake May is more polarizing than maybe he should be. And so the people that don't like Drake don't necessarily like Mac Jones, but they're going to give you the, hey, everybody craps on Mac Jones, but look at the results. Right? It's one of those things where it's like, you're not really talking up Mac Jones. It's more of a way to dig at Drake May.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
Well, let me do just that.
Okay. He won 2 games with the Jaguars last year.
Yeah.
Mac Jones did. Yeah, in 7 starts.
Let me give Mac Jones credit for one thing. He came in and just peppered the crap out of Brian Thomas when he got in there. It is smart.
Yep.
Like, crummy quarterbacks? Like, this is, I mean, forget not to call May a crummy quarterback, but, like, pepper the crap out of Diggs. This is what you should do. Go pepper the alpha receiver.
I think he tries to, but he's not even on the field enough.
Yeah. So, you mean with Diggs? Yeah.
Yeah, Diggs needs to play more.
So, I like May. I never liked Mac, okay? But now I'm going to use Mac Jones's first career game with Josh McDaniels as an example for why we can't blame McDaniels for everything that went wrong with May last week.
Yeah, fair.
I never liked McDaniels as a hire. I believe in Drake May, and I think you still need to look at these two things. Mac Jones' first career start was a loss to the Miami Dolphins. way back in September of 2021 at home. But he was 29 out of 39, 281, touchdown, no turnovers, quarterback rating of 103. Like, that's his first career game in the NFL with the same play caller.
Was there too much on his plate, though?
And I don't remember hearing about how there was too much on his plate. I don't recall that.
You need a second plate?
So you go back and look at his rookie year. Nick alerted us to this. Just go back and look at his game log. I'm like, I feel like I have a pretty good working knowledge of his game log that year.
Yeah. Well, they also had the seventh best offense in football, which is wild. They did have, I think, 100 points in a game against the Jets and Jaguars combined. But whatever. Every team plays 17 games. So if you finish seventh, you finish seventh.
It inflated those couple of games inflated the numbers. So they probably weren't actually the seventh best offense in football. But you're right. The numbers were the numbers.
Although the wind game may have affected them too. That was that year, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. He was 2 for 3 in a win over Buffalo.
Showed you how much they liked him.
It's true. That was the end of his career right there. So when it comes to Josh McDaniels and too much on his plate, Mac Jones could handle it. So Drake May should, if Drake May is what we think he is, he should be able to handle it. I only want to go so far.
But Mac's also the example of the quarterback that got worse each year in the NFL, where there are plenty of other examples, and you're hoping that Drake May is one where he gets better every year. And then sort of, you know, year four, you kind of plateau or whatever, and you're just that good.
The whole idea with Mac is he came in as like a finished product.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much upside and much projectability.
Correct.
Drake May is the opposite. Drake May has upside and projectability. He might never get to it, but, you know, he should continue to go up where Mac plateaued and actually, you know, is now on his third team.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.